This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Let's check in with what to me sounds like an incredibly weird scene in Minnesota at the NFL owners' meetings. Obviously, the tush push is a, I suppose, controversial play. It to me just seems like I understand. When I was at the owners' meetings in Florida in March, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a bunch of coaches over the course of the couple days I was there, and a lot of coaches just don't want to go on the record and say they want the play out because, one, there is a coaching fraternity, and two, they don't want it to be like, oh, we just can't beat them, so we're trying to vote them out.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that. But there's also a reality. I think the way Green Bay proposed this thing was whack. I think it should just be that you can't push or pull a ball carrier,
yeah,
and that'll take care of it. And Ike Reese was on with us yesterday. Ike Reese lives in Philly, does radio in Philly, played for the Eagles.
Agreed.
He's like, man, that doesn't define the Eagles. I think this has become far too much of a specific Eagles topic.
Mm-hmm.
But the owners are going to vote on it. There's obvious support. When they decided not to vote in Florida to push it back a couple months to vote in Minnesota, that's because they knew they were close to the votes they needed, but needed a few more tweaks and mm-hmm. changes. But Beamish, this,
and that's why they reworded the changes.
So here's my chance. Here's my real question, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Lurie is the Eagles managing partner. He's the Eagles owner,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
He went into the meeting. That's normal. It's the owners there.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes you have team presidents, GMs, family members.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, I have covered a number of owners' meetings.
Yeah.
I have never seen a player going into the meetings.
Desperate.
A former player.
Well, because this is a situation where I'm now in a situation where I am going to try to sway some people. And some people may be swayed by the former player who was in the middle of the play for years. You know what I mean? But some people may not be. They didn't have him there at the first meeting. Just like you said, the people say, okay, let's move it on. We ought to tweak some stuff. Well, now he feels, I got to go with all my big guns. I got to bring anybody I can to try and get stuff back to our side. Let's be real. If they say you cannot push a player from the back, you can still run the play how you want, but you have to emphasize to that referee, if the offensive lineman are offsides, call it. If the D lineman are offside, call it. But you also cannot push somebody. And I will promise you, he doesn't get in the end zone as much as he does.
It's just bizarre. There are things in our society, for lack of a better word, that impact an incredible small minority of people or whatever, and yet they become like huge national topics.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is happening here to me. I mean, that's what's happening with the Tush Push. This play exists on 0.5% of all NFL plays, and we have the news.
Yeah, but games are won like that.
Sure. Rossini just tweeted out, the Packers' proposal to ban the Tush Push did not receive the required 75% support from the NFL's owners to pass, per sources. The Tush Push remains alive.
All right.
There's
going to be some...
You think Jason Kelce got it over the finish line?
I don't know if Jason Kelce did or not, but there's going to be some serious collisions this year. Jalen Hurts needs to get ready. There are going to be people trying different ways to stop it. And as I've stated before, the initial surge is one thing. Then that second surge comes. When those two guys commit to going to him, that's when you need to commit to going right at him.
Phones are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. The NFL did not ban the Tush Push. They needed, 24 out of 32 owners to vote? I guess 25 owners?
Yeah.
They didn't get it. Rossini's reporting, Packers' proposed ban of the Tush Push did not receive the votes required. The Tush Push remains. How surprised are you? Did the NFL make the right call? Or did the owners get bullied by Jason Kelce?
I think they have to do, just go back to the rule of not pushing from the back. You can still line up the way you want, but you cannot push by a person from the back.
I got to say, I am surprised. I thought this was happening. This is a big surprise to me. 800-636-1067. This seemed like it was going down, and now it's sticking around, man. We're taking your calls. Landfill, you surprised? I thought this was going down.
I thought it was going to be banned too, yeah.
Now, apparently, Jason Kelce wanted to come in and say, because there was a myth that he suffered the injury that eventually forced him to retire, was a major core injury, and that he retired because he suffered that injury on the Tush Push. And apparently, per his podcast, he wanted to come clarify that that's not how he got hurt. Now, I did get a Twitter reply that was pretty interesting. It was... somebody said, wait, you're telling me there's a Kelce that wants to get on camera about any national topic? I mean, good for Jeff Lurie, the Eagles owner, to... I mean, this is serious horse trading, man, to get this done. I don't know. I think you're going to see a lot more of what Luvu did. People are going to try to get creative with this thing now, especially if they're going to continue with the hard count on it, like all these sorts of things. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. The Tush Push lives. Are you shocked that it didn't get voted down? Cairo is in Ashburn. What's up, Cairo?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What's
up, man?
I'm not exactly shocked it didn't, because it seems like the Eagles get everything they want ever. But I was really pulling for it, and not for any, like, safety reason or anything like that, or pulling for it to get banned, not for any safety reason, but just because I don't like the Eagles and I don't want them to have any extra advantages, and it seems like they always do. And plus, any time they get upset is like a good time for me. But it always, just in terms of like objective about it, if I can be honest, I know you don't trust the blue line on the TV, but it always seems like when they line up for it, all of the offensive linemen are in the neutral zone, and it's like the defensive linemen have to be, you know, back. And it's like, well, if you're going to do that play, then there should at least be amenities made to allow the defense to be in that same spot. So that way it can be like a real rugby scrum, you know, like, let's just be fair about it at least. Cause it just seems like it's tipped the scales in their favor when the defense can't really respond.
Yeah.
I mean, it's totally in their favor. I'm really pretty damn surprised this thing did not change. Apparently, Jeffrey Lurie went in there. Thanks for the call, Cairo. Well done. Hey, Cairo, real quick, how do you spell your name? Like the city?
Like K-H-A-I-R-O.
Cool. Jeff butchered it, but I pronounced it well. Thank you, buddy.
It's fine.
Actually, so I didn't butcher it. It's some people who spell their name like this, and it's also some people who spell it C-A-I-R-O. But I remember him using the K last time.
Right, but you didn't write that.
I've never seen the combination with the K-N-H-N-A-I-R-O.
You know what?
You be trying to play with me, JP, and I'm not letting you do that no more.
You spell people's names wrong.
But I didn't do it that time.
You did this time.
Go ahead.
Did you spell it right?
No, I didn't. But
that's all I'm saying.
You ain't going to keep putting me on Front Street.
800-636-1067. Tush Push, not banned. Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Junction Company Live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. We will be joined in studio in less than an hour by Frank Caliendo. He's in town at the DC Improv. He'll be performing tonight and Wednesday. So looking forward to hosting Frank at 8 a.m. So that's coming up in just about an hour. So we wanted to get into the latest with the Tush Push on the eve of the Spring League meeting. An alteration has been introduced to one of the most anticipated decisions on a potential rule change. A revised proposal to ban the Tush Push play has been submitted by the Green Bay Packers. That was announced by the NFL yesterday. In the updated proposal, pushing or pulling a runner, quote, in any direction at any time or lifting him to his feet would be banned.
I think that's fair.
Which offers a broader stance, hearkening back to the rules set from the league's start through 2005, noted by NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero.
So that means beyond just a tush push situation, if a running back gets kind of jammed up, on a big offensive lineman can't run behind him.
Right, like if B-Rob got stacked up, you know, after a three-yard gain, and then two or three linemen or another running back pushed him five more yards down the field, that would no longer be an allowed play in the NFL.
Right.
So, look, I mean, it's...
But is that a big part of the tush push? Isn't a big part of the tush push just... big, strong-ass Jalen Hurts just getting right up behind his center
Well, it's also guys behind him.
Pushing him?
Pushing him into the end zone.
That's a big part of it, you think?
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, it's that's why push is in the name. Well, yeah. He's being pushed into the end zone.
Or brotherly shove.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would just be a quarterback sneak.
That's what it appeared to me.
Yeah, he's getting assistance.
That, I didn't realize it was that big.
He's a strong
guy. He squats
guy.
Like 600 pounds.
They're the best at it. I brought this up a lot. I personally believe they shouldn't ban it. Teams have to figure out to stop it. What I brought up a lot is Josh Allen and the Bills tried to do it often, and they ran it three or four times against the Chiefs, and the Chiefs figured out a way to stop them in the AFC Championship game, part of the reason they got to the Super Bowl. So there's this push to ban it. I think that is just teams who haven't figured out a way to stop it being wusses. Figure out a way to stop it. Valdez had a proposal years ago.
Well, I mean, I do like his proposal because it's out of the box and unorthodox. But, I mean, no teams are going to adopt the Valdez proposal.
I have a question about the push and the ban on the push.
Okay.
So let's say Jalen Hurts is trying to sneak and Saquon touches him in the back and tries to shove him.
Yeah.
Does that mean the refs will blow the play dead right then and there, or is that a penalty?
I haven't seen any sort of dialogue as to what the result would be.
And what happens on a run if forward progress is stopped and then a lineman pushes the running back forward? You know how linemen carry their running back or receiver forward?
I would assume there'd have to be some sort of penalty, like something punitive.
It used to be a 5-yard penalty, I believe.
Okay.
So, remember,
it used to be illegal. If you remember all the way back to 20 years ago, USC was playing Notre Dame, and they called it the Bush Push.
Yeah.
Because Leinart got pushed in the back by Reggie Bush to score the winning touchdown against Notre Dame. And it was a huge deal because you weren't then not allowed to assist the runners at all.
Right.
And so they changed the rule in the NFL and college, I think. And now it's commonplace.
Right.
Well, listen, they clearly push Jalen, but by the time he gets pushed, he's already 3 yards into the end zone usually. Or, you know what I mean? Like, he does get pushed. But the offensive line gets such a push. There's so much momentum. It's not like he's stopped.
Yeah, but there's a reason that they're doing it. There's a reason.
I mean, they're finishing off the play.
There's at least two guys escorting him in the end zone from behind.
Watch it, though. Watch it. He's already gained 2 yards by the time they push him.
Sometimes. Yeah. But, I mean, sometimes he's pushed.
Three of them. Yeah.
Look, there's a reason they were successful. Number one, Jalen Hurts is super strong. Number two, now, it's changed, but Jason Kelce was really good at it. Now, he said he hated doing it, but he was really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
They also had the best offensive line overall in all of football, and they get the push. It's a combination.
All right, let's listen to the audio.
Tush, push, brotherly shove, EB. It is an element, the pushing and shoving
I think
part
it's,
of it.
It might be overplayed a little bit. They seem to be getting their yardage without the push.
My personal opinion, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum too on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
So that's Frankie Louvu of the Commanders on NFL Network with Kyle Brandt discussing his take on the tush push and whether it should be banned or not.
Hey, Quinn and Louvu decided that they were going to try that way to stop the tush push where he was launching himself over the pile, and then we almost got a penalty, which I'd never heard of, where they were just going to award points to Philadelphia.
Right.
That was a joke.
Right.
But I do think you can stop it. Look, the regular quarterback sneak has a success rate, I believe, over 85%.
Right.
The tush push just takes it to another level where it's, at least Philadelphia's version, is close to 95%.
All right, so it's 10% more.
Yeah, so if it's 95% effective, just saying, well, just find out a way to stop it. Well, it's more difficult than that. Like, they have a decided advantage because they know exactly when they're moving. The defense doesn't. The defense is at an inherent disadvantage.
So you're for banning it?
I'm fine with banning it.
You're fine with it? Are you pro-banning, or do you think defenses should figure out a way to stop it?
I'm soft. I'm pro banning the tush push.
Do you want to ban the quarterback sneak?
No, quarterback sneak is fine. He just can't be pushed by 600 pounds of men behind him, helping him, escorting him into the end zone. If Jalen Hurts is strong enough and squats 800 pounds, he should be able to get behind his offensive line and get low enough to get the yard or two that he needs.
If the average quarterback sneak is 85%, forget about tush push. They're going to be over 85% with Jalen in that offensive line. Forget about pushing them in the butt.
Right.
They're going to be over 85%. All of the clips I've seen, they've already gotten the majority of the yardage, and then the guys just push him, and it gets an extra 5 yards or whatever, make it obvious. But that offensive line gets so much push.
I don't blame the Eagles for finding a loophole and exploiting it.
No.
Which is what they've done. It's genius.
Right.
But it's not really, I don't really consider that a fair football play. Like when you're getting pushed from behind.
When
you're pushing somebody and assisting them from behind.
But all teams
you
gotta
do that on your own.
But all teams do it, maybe not in a tush push situation.
I'm fine with banning all of it. I'm fine with, but like at midfield, if somebody's stacked up and you determine that they're no longer gaining yardage.
I mean, how many times do you see it? There's a pass downfield, and all of a sudden it's a big ass offensive line, you just blast into them and knocks them another four or five yards.
It has to be a dangerous play. That has to contribute to injuries, I would think.
Yeah, I guess I would be okay.
I have no problem getting rid of all of it.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. I just put it up as our poll of the day. Should the tush push be banned?
But you have
Surfside,
convinced me.
We love Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka, perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. That means zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfsides at your local bars and convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. You can vote at Junks Radio or give us a call at 800-636-1067.
And as a Commanders fan, facing that twice per season, you should definitely be for banning that play. It just gives the Eagles an inherent advantage whenever they're inside the 2 or 3 yard line.
But it's not going to make much of a difference because if the standard quarterback sneak is 85%.
Well, you're adding 10% effectiveness. I think that's a pretty big bump.
I think it's pretty marginal.
Going from 85 to 95%?
By the way, that's my memory. I didn't check it right here, but it's right around there.
Yeah.
I'm quoting you. I think if they ban it, the Eagles will still be wildly successful in short yardage situations.
Sure, because they'll just either give it to Jalen or they'll give it to Saquon Barkley, who last time I checked is still pretty effective at finding the end zone from 2 or 3 yards out.
Yeah.
But it does hurt them a bit because that play was automatic. It was almost automatic from the 2 yard line and in.
All right, let's go to
Matthew. Just saw somewhere where they say actually the regular quarterback sneak is 89%.
So it's 5% difference. I'm telling you, when you watch the tush push, the majority of the work is done before they're pushed. The offensive line gets maybe a huge push.
But here's where I find the people that want to ban it, where I find the argument a little weak. And even Luvu, who we all like, very good player, he was noting the personnel. His problem wasn't necessarily with the play. He was like, they got Jordan Mulata over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
Yeah. I think you could.
Your side's got to get better.
Yeah, I think it has a marginal impact. They're just their offensive line is just awesome.
Yeah, they found an edge.
Yeah, but like you say, if it's 89% without a push, they're just—it's a little.
It's hard to find the exact data. Even in some of these articles, they're like, "Well, it depends on the type of quarterback sneak. Is it one where you're jumping over? Is
it
fourth and one? Is it?"
They're still gonna shove it down your throats. Unfortunately,
I don't know how most teams aren't banding together to get the 24 votes to ban it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why is there holdout? I would think it would be like 30 plus teams voting to ban it.
Here's one report from Yale. They said from 1998 to 2015, quarterback sneaks were being converted on fourth and ones. So this is just on fourth and ones at an 82.8% clip.
Mm-hmm. Where's the
non-quarterback runs had a conversion rate of 63.4%. So the quarterback sneak better than the run on fourth and one.
Right.
But it's all dependent on kind of the situations. Fourth and two, quarterback sneaks, 89.7%. So when you sneak on fourth and two, you're better off than sneaking on fourth and one.
Jalen Hurts' success rate before the tush push on QB sneaks was 80%.
and now it's 95.
Yeah.
So it's up to 15%. All right, let's go to Matthew in D.C. Matthew,
hey,
what's
good
up?
Good morning, John.
How are you?
So this actually either needs to be changed or banned because it's giving the offense an allowance that it doesn't give the defense. The offensive players can push the runner. The defensive players can't push each other. So Frankie Louvu has to jump over the top. He can't push Deron Payne or Jonathan Allen or whoever will have his tackles next year. The key being offensive players get to do something that defensive players don't get to do. That's what makes it unfair.
That's a good point.
And that's what gives the offensive an advantage.
Yeah, like why if Jalen Hurts is allowed to be pushed by Saquon and a tight end, why can't Frankie Louvu push Johnny Newton or Deron Payne? Like, it should exactly be the same for both sides. Totally agree. Thank you for the call.
If Louvu's pushing them, that's going to kick it. That's going to make this. And the key is keep it in, give the defense that opportunity, and then that gives the offense a wrinkle because they could look like they're going to do the tush push. Everybody's going to push in, but you flip it back. Saquon Barkley either runs to the outside or Jalen Hurts pulls it back quick, throws to a tight end coming out of formation. That person's going to be wide open. So it adds excitement to the game, but give every player, give both teams the opportunity to have the same ability.
All right, great. Thank you, Matthew.
We'll continue
appreciate
to take
it,
your calls next at 800-636-1067. Which side do you come down on with the tush push? A revised proposal is being put up for a vote at the league meetings. We'll take your calls on it next at 800-636-1067.
Oh, buddy, it's the Hoffman Show on a Wednesday here on the Team 980. What's up? What's happening? How are we doing? Happy hump day. All kinds of news. What a weird day, Anthony. There's a million things happening. We're just kind of floating in late May sports land where we wake up every morning and we don't know what's going to be ahead of us. And we as news breaks and things happen, we put it in a rundown. We try to order it in something that makes sense. And then but 4 o'clock hits. We hope Russell's done talking because today, 4:04:30, Anthony, that we get our show started. 4:04:30 today.
Yeah, no, man.
It's all right. Chris Russell's show, not constrained by a clock. Really, Chris Russell, not constrained by anything. Anyone, anytime, anywhere. The point is, 4 o'clock comes, we're ready, and here we go. Anthony, we should have known the tush push would not be stopped because the tush push is never stopped.
They were close, though.
They were close. How's that go for you?
You don't get anywhere.
First down, Philadelphia. Oh, dang it. I kind of wore a green shirt today. That was not a – I just realized that. As I pointed first down and I looked at the color of my own shirt, this is not an Eagles shirt. I don't have any Eagles shirts. I'm not an Eagles fan. I just like the color green. Been told it. Makes my eyes look good. So that's why I'm wearing a green shirt. First down Philadelphia or touchdown Philadelphia. And you are resorted once again, if you are an opposing team, to put the prioritization of your game plan on not being in third and short, not being in fourth and short. And if you are in your face in Philadelphia, you're probably going to lose. And I think that's ultimately the reason why the tush push gets banned. There is a very interesting day of deliberations this morning. Seth Wickersham wrote a piece for ESPN that highlighted kind of a shouting match that ultimately went down between Jeffrey Lurie, the Eagles owner, and Troy Vinson and Roger Goodell, and Lurie chastising Vincent and Goodell. Vincent works in the very high up. I think he's the executive vice president of the NFL, and obviously Goodell, the commissioner, for trying to push the ban. He said he had a long conversation with Alan Sills, who is the NFL's chief medical officer, about it, and there's no inherent health risk. And he used an off-color analogy to compare a dream. We'll just put it that way: a dream to create a play that's so unstoppable that the only way to stop it is to ban it. And basically chastised other owners saying, you can't stop us, so now you're going to use this power instead of manning up and actually just doing what you need to do. And this impassioned speech went on for like an hour. I don't understand how you talk for an hour about the tush push, but Jeffrey Lurie did. At some point, Jed York, the San Francisco 49ers owner, was like, how much more bleep do you got to say, man? Like, when we wrap it up, which got a few chuckles in the room, and ultimately Goodell, who, by the way, also got another contract extension, Goodell adjourned the session, and they went to the privilege session, and that's where the vote went down, and they got 22 votes to ban it. They needed 24, and the tush push is here to say, or here to stay. I think, Anthony, if everyone had just been more honest about it, that this thing would have had a better chance to go. Because there's no data that suggests that there is a health risk here. And so the player safety thing is bupkis. It has been bupkis. And the evidence is the multiple years that this has been run by multiple teams, and there is no elevated risk of injury. And in fact, I don't know that there's really been ever any injuries on this compared to a regular quarterback sneak and any of the other plays where people get hurt in football all the freaking time. So you have that. Two, you have people calling it a rugby play. Well, anybody that's actually played rugby is like, no, this is nothing like a rugby scrum. Like, quit calling it a rugby play, which on some level is a semantics argument. But if those are the words you're choosing all the time, you kind of sound like a moron if you just keep repeating something that's wrong all the time. And then people that are in that area that actually have expertise are like, ixnay, not the ugby ray. Like, what are we doing? And I think if people had just gone with the argument that we don't like it, this is not what football is supposed to be. Yes, it's a combat sport in the trenches, whatever, but not like this. And we just, you know, it's a loophole in the rules. Congrats to the Eagles for finding it and exploiting it. But this was never how this game was supposed to be designed. And thus we're outlawing it in the same way that the NBA has had to outlaw certain things. Like when Kevin Durant discovered that he could sweep through into defenders' arms who were, you know, I guess allegedly not in a legal guarding position because he was entitled to some amount of space and get foul calls. And the NBA was like, stop doing that. We're not going to reward this anymore. They could just have done that. They could just have said, hey, this is a dumb thing that we're doing. I hate this play. I'm sorry, Eagles. Sorry, Jeffrey Lurie. Sorry, Jalen Hurts. You're great at it. And you'll still probably be great at the quarterback sneak, but you're going to have to quarterback sneak. We're outlawing this thing that you do. But they got too cute times 10, trying to say it was a bunch of other reasons. They got too cute with the wording of the rule and tried to make it generic to make it feel like it wasn't targeting the Eagles. And if they had just been like, yeah, we kind of think this play is stupid and we don't like it, I would have been perfectly fine with it. I kind of support that. And at the end of the day, it failed, and now the Eagles, if I was the Eagles, I would troll so hard on the field. Like, if I am Nick Sirianni in week one next year, and I get to my first 3rd-and-1, I'm calling a regular quarterback sneak just to prove to you that you suck and you can't stop us anyway, and then I'm going back to tush pushing my way to probably another great season. That's what I would do. I would troll so hard because people made such a big deal of this, and ultimately nothing changed.
Yeah. I will say, were you surprised that the Commanders were not one of the 10 teams that voted, I guess, that did not vote against the ban?
So the Commanders were on the side of banning it.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, I was just cleaning up because I feel like you talked yourself in a circle there. When I read Adam Schefter's tweet, I had to read it 7 times. And I was like, eventually I was like, this is the side that include the Eagles. This, because it's like, are you voting for the ban? And it's like, that's kind of a double negative. But the Commanders voted for the ban.
Yes.
And I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Why would they not? I know that Dan Quinn and, you know, all the football people, well, I guess not all the football people, Frankie Louvu wanted to ban it. But like Dan Quinn as the football messenger, and to the extent that I believe Adam Peters has talked about this, they've been on the same page. They've been on message saying our job is to stop it. But that doesn't mean that Josh Harris didn't go to them and be like, hey, what happens if you didn't have to do that? And Dan was probably like, that'd be great. Like, why wouldn't we want to weaken one of our opponents? And that's the thing. The funniest voting side of this, though, Anthony, is the AFC East. Of the 10 teams that voted in favor of saving the tush push, there are 3 AFC East teams on it. Who is the second most successful team with the tush push, Anthony?
The Bills.
Which of the 3 AFC East teams voted to save the tush push?
You got the Jets, you got the Dolphins, and you have the Patriots.
Meaning the Bills, because Terry Pegula, their owner, apparently hates the play. He was like, ban this thing. I don't care that we're good at it. And the three teams that face the Bills twice a year were like, it's fine. We don't care. And yeah. I don't know what all that's about. Maybe that's genuine feelings. But I thought that was even funnier than, you know, anybody in the NFC East.
That is funny. I didn't realize that at first.
Yeah, I was looking at that list a little bit earlier when you sent it to me. And I was like, that's funky. Because I was also trying to find out, like, where did the Cowboys go? Where did the Commanders go? And obviously, you know, the other two teams I thought were interesting. The Ravens, who, you know, are going to have to go through the Eagles to win a Super Bowl, potentially, if they face in the Super Bowl and have had some epic matchups the last couple of years. And the Lions, who are an NFC or an NFC contender. They both voted to say, hey, we'll take on Philadelphia at their best. We don't care. Bring the tush push on. And so we'll see. You know, Jason Kelce came in and was like, it's not really that big of a deal. Like, if you just told me I had to tush push again, I'd come back to the NFL. It's all the other stuff that's why I was like, I got to retire. So there's a, I just think this thing was handled, like the politics of it. And I don't mean that in like the image. I mean the actual work of politics where you lobby people and you convince people to be on your side. And often you try to figure out what the best message is as opposed to arguing for something on the substance, which is almost always the best message. Just be honest. And I think a lack of being honest by the teams that wanted to see it banned and by Roger Goodell and by, you know, whoever else in the league office that was pushing for this, I think that lack of honesty hurt them in the end. If they had just said, it's a dumb play, we don't like it, we don't think it's what NFL football is supposed to be, please ban it, I think they would have probably gotten 24 votes. Instead, they got cute, and they got too cute by half, and the tush push is successful yet again. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. That's not the only news to come out of the league meetings in Minnesota today. We'll talk about it all with Mike Jones, who's there at 5 o'clock. But next, the Commanders portion of the program that happened in Minnesota. They're going to be on Hard Knocks. We'll give you the details next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's a Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. Brian DiArdo, CBS Sports, with us in 15 minutes. Toby Altizer with us to talk Nats baseball in about 45. Yesterday, the national media was duped. They were bamboozled, flummoxed. They said the tush push was going to be banned, and then the tush push was not banned.
Diana Rossini.
I love Diana.
I love Diana.
Swing and a miss.
She deleted the tweet, too.
And you can't do that.
Can't delete the tweet.
Yeah, people that have deleted tweets this week. Unfortunately, it was Diana Rossini and RG3 when he's talking about his wife's skin color and milk.
Boy, oh boy.
Boy, that's weird. Did Kevin talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Boy, that's weird. Oh, my God. What a sick man. Anyway, speaking of sick men, we got more details that were not available when this was actually passed, when Kevin was on air yesterday, about some of the things that led up to the passing of this, including impassioned speeches from Jason Kelce and the Eagles owner, Jeff Lurie. Now, the Jason Kelce thing, I totally understand. He was in a locker room, and they falsely used information about him to then push the narrative that the tush push was unsafe. I'll get to that in a second. What cannot be overlooked and really needs to be spent a lot more time on in terms of in NFL circles and how people actually fell for this was Jeffrey Lurie, who spoke for an hour. He is the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. He spoke for an hour that was described as like kind of all over the place. But one of the things, he almost threatened this. I don't know if threat is the right word. It was really weird. It was uncomfortable to read. If you have kids in the car, maybe cover their ears. But he effectively said that the banning of the tush push or the tush push in general was a wet dream for a teenage boy. And full stop right there. Full stop right there. If you were sitting in that room and you were planning on voting yes, and then the idiot who is defending it says that as his main point of defense, and you still vote yes, you got to be examined. You are not off the hook either. Every team that voted in favor of this, I think, needs to account for what he said. Because there is no scenario outside of like sixth grade health class where that should be mentioned as a, like, this is a point. Oh, I'm driving this point across. What a psycho. Why are billionaires the most out-of-touch human beings that you can possibly come across? Like, this feels like a gateway for some really nasty things. And he said that with his entire chest, and it somehow worked. My jaw was on the floor. There are not a lot of things, Max, that put my jaw on the floor when I read, because I don't put things past people.
Yeah.
People are very fascinating creatures. I have a love-hate relationship with them. I love them because, like, I generally think I'm a nice enough person, but I hate them because of things like this.
Driving to work every morning, things like that.
Things like that. Traffic in D.C. in particular. Traffic was great when I lived in Lynchburg, Virginia, and I drove 20 minutes to Bedford. I went 20 miles in 20 minutes.
Oof.
Not happening here. No. Just not happening here. Saying that, and then that working, is insane.
I'm very glad that Adam Schefter provided us the list of teams to keep our eyes on, because the Ravens, the Browns, the Lions, Jags, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, Titans, you are suspect.
Boy, what a great offseason for Baltimore, huh? They are crushing it. Kicker gets into some weird stuff. They end up cutting him for football reasons, not for anything else. It's purely because he was bad.
I want to make it clear. Football reasons.
It's not because he's banned from 18 different massage places in the greater Baltimore area. It's football reasons. And then, by the way, they're going to go and draft Mike Green. And then they vote in favor of a guy that said teenage wet dreams or what the tush push has become. So really great offseason for the Baltimore Ravens. Round of applause to them. The Browns, again, they've been really great decision makers for the past couple years. Just look at their history, their due diligence, if you will. Swing and a miss there. The Lions somehow agreed to this. Dan Campbell feels like he is just enough of a meathead to think we are going to be the ones to stop it.
I can do this.
And then not actually stopping it. The Jaguars, I got nothing on them.
Next.
I got nothing. Their head coach can't say Duval properly. But outside of that, I got nothing on them. The Dolphins somehow voted for this. God help Mike McDaniel if he puts Tua Tagovailoa in a tush push situation.
God help Tua Tagovailoa.
God help Tua Tagovailoa, too. I mean, he might not be able to play football again if he does one tush push. I could go on, and in fact, you know what? I will. Because the Patriots, Mike Vrabel, again, a little bit of a meathead. Robert Kraft's been in some questionable scenarios over the course of his tenure as owner. I'm not saying what Lurie said is a gateway to that sort of thing, but it's a lot closer than most other people and most other things. So that's really, really weird.
Why should kick him for the Ravens?
The Saints said yes to this. Look up the history of that ownership. And on top of that, Kellen Moore now coaches there. So I think there's a tie-in to that. The Jets, I mean, they have long been idiots. So, again, not terribly surprising. And then the Titans, who just drafted Cam Ward. I don't mind the tush push. That might be the hot take of the day, Max. I don't mind the tush push. What I do mind is not allowing the NFL to allow defenses to stop it. If you are going to come up with a play that is a loophole, that is perfectly okay. I love it when you come up with things that are loopholes. I love it when organizations are ahead of the curve on certain things and finding loopholes. All of that is perfectly within the reason of play for me. What I do not like is that how the officiating across the NFL and just the league as itself has determined this play is just going to work. We're going to line it up and it's going to work first down Philadelphia. If we're just going to do that, what is the point of having it? If you're going to allow this to take place, what you are going to have to account for is Frankie Louvu trying to jump the thing and maybe adjust the rule about not allowing officials to just award points. If you have this play that is a clear loophole of the rules because they are constantly lining up offsides and they are constantly in the neutral zone and you're just going to allow it, you have to allow the defense to stop it. If you're going to give the defense equal opportunity to stop it, I'm perfectly okay with the rule because eventually somebody will stop it. Because Philadelphia is the only team that does it well. They are not the only team that has tried it. They are just the only team that has done it well. Other teams have tried it. It has failed on multiple occasions. If you're going to allow it, you got to allow them to stop it. I remember distinctly, not last year, obviously, because Jason Kelce was not playing, but I believe it was Jason Kelce's final season in Philadelphia, and they were playing the Commanders. And Washington became one of the very rare teams to stop the play. And what had happened was Daron Payne took advantage of a loophole and took advantage of the officials letting calamity happen at the line of scrimmage, and he put his hand onto the football. He put his hand onto the football when Jason Kelce snapped it, tapped the football. It became a little bit of a fumble and a scrum. Washington didn't recover the fumble, but they stopped him. It was a turnover on downs. Washington gets the football. And I remember Jason Kelce because at the time, I was a very big listener to the New Heights podcast. Not as much anymore, but I still like Jason and Travis Kelce. But I was a big listener to that podcast, and Jason Kelce got on the podcast that week and said Daron Payne was offsides, and he did something that should have been considered illegal. And at that point, I was like, we are vastly missing the point of this operation here. Because that entire play is illegal from a football procedure standpoint. If you are going to be allowed to do things that are illegal, line up offsides, have weird positions for the guards, like the guards and the tackles of this play, they're all offsides, all of them, because their body is crooked. Their body is crooked, so their head might be on the line of scrimmage, but like half of their body is across the line of scrimmage, which then gives them the leverage that they need to get under the defense and then to do all of the tushing and the pushing, right? If you're going to allow that, you have to allow the defense to do what Daron Payne did. Is it illegal? Yeah, but if the offense can do things that are illegal, the defense should be allowed to do things that are legal. If you don't want them to do things that are legal, you clean the play up. Like, it really is as simple as that. And the fact that Green Bay didn't get that element of it right, the biggest idiots. You had a great opportunity to get rid of a play that you do not like. All you had to do was take the proper angle to actually attack the play. And what they ended up doing was being like a little high school girl and boyish, if you will, and just acting like idiots. At first, it was really, really personal. And then they didn't rewrite it in time to get the justified votes needed to get rid of the play. You know how dumb you have to be in the NFL to cry about safety and then be asked to present data proving that something is unsafe in football and not have any data for it? That's why Jason Kelce was there. If you weren't aware of why he was there because someone got up in one of the previous meetings about the tush push and said the reason Jason Kelce was retired is because he hurt his neck doing the tush push. And then Jason Kelce traveled his big butt to Minnesota and said, that is not why I retired. If I could just do the tush push right now, I would do it right now, and I would play another couple of years. So immediately, your biggest talking point is completely nullified because you had no data to back it up. You should have emphasized the fact that the play is wildly illegal. The stretch and the lineup of it is wildly illegal, and the NFL needs to clamp down on the rules, and they didn't. They had this golden opportunity, and they completely took a number two in the bed. And now the guy that's running the Packers is Alex Stroh, who joined us in our first hour, said he is going to be gone in like 3 weeks. Thanks, guy. Like, you had the opportunity, you missed on the opportunity, and now we got to see this thing for a week. And now the officials are just going to start awarding Philadelphia first downs, and they're not going to allow the defense. They're not going to allow the defense to make a stop. Frankie Louvu missed an opportunity here. He should have dove again when they said they would award points.
I remember saying this at the time.
He should have dove again, because if he dives again and they actually award Philadelphia a touchdown, this conversation is completely different.
31-1.
And then everything is about, why did the officials just reward them a touchdown? That rule gets completely nullified. It's not like it was going to make a big difference in the game. Washington could not stop Philadelphia and their offense, and they were turning the football over like nobody's business on our offensive side of things. Louvu should have jumped again. He jumps again. This conversation is completely different. I'm not blaming him. I think in the heat of the moment, you're like, all right, well, we have some sliver of hope maybe stopping this, which they did not end up having, but I'm not blaming him, but the Green Bay Packers are the idiots in this scenario because they took the absolute worst approach, and now they have egg on their face, and then hilariously Philadelphia trolled them on social media with a post that said, push on, and it was a play against the Packers. But it was also kind of a self-troll because someone who covers the Packers said that play was actually stopped. Nobody won in that scenario, but especially not us. The Eagles won because they still get to do that stupid old play. And we have to watch it for at least another season. I don't think it'll be around in 2026, but it is 2025. So we have to keep this thing going. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in at the Denton Day on Twitter. Brian DiArdo is next on the Team 980.
All right, let's pick one here. And I want to open up the phones on this. This could be our poll of the day as well on Grant and Danny. You can go vote 1067 The Fan's Twitter account. Our daily poll brought to you by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best in class service and experience. Neither of these two changes went through in the NFL. But if only one would have, what would you have chosen? Which would you have rather seen amended? The tush push being banned or seeding in the playoffs being shifted? We talked about both of these things this week quite a bit. Obviously, you get rid of the tush push. You go back to the traditional quarterback sneak. You don't have to deal with that with the Philadelphia Eagles, the Buffalo Bills, any other teams that do it. The seeding, for those of you that don't remember or know what we're talking about, 7 teams currently make the playoffs. They still would. But instead of the division champions all being the first 4 seeds in the order of record and tiebreakers, and then the 3 wild cards being guaranteed 5 through 7 and having to go on the road, we would seed the postseason just based on record and tiebreaker. So based on not winning the division, but where you rank in the NFC overall, you would be slotted in 1 through 7 to make the postseason. And you'd never have a situation, Danny, where a 10-win team is traveling to play a 7-win division champion again, because winning your division doesn't guarantee you a home game anymore. You get one of those two changes. Which would you prefer?
It would have been the assisted runner thing.
And really?
Yeah. The seeding for the postseason, I don't like it, but it's not one of those things that I think is now breaking the game to a degree. I think it's unjust. I think it's wrong. I think it's an easily fixable thing. But this is not just about the stupid brotherly shove or the play the Eagles do better than everyone else. Mostly because of the debate surrounding it, I find unbelievably irritating. But also beyond that, it is there's sort of this refusal to acknowledge that football went so great when you couldn't assist runners. It's going great now, I guess, in the big picture, but like, that is not what football was, right? It's just not that thing. Like every great run in history is not lineman comes running along and pushes him forward for a handful of yards. Like, it's not what it's supposed to be. The runner is, it's blocked, and then it's up to him. It's not anymore, though. It's like the runner gets a snap, and, well, he gets a push from Dallas Goedert. That's not what it's supposed to be. Like, I don't have another way to say it than that. This is a fundamental, we're going to let this go. All right, well, you could have fixed it. You could have changed it. You could have gotten the right thing that we all grew up with, knowing how good it is. So to me, that's the more fundamental part of this. One, again, the debate surrounding it, how irritating I find it. The stupid folks from Philly and otherwise calling it, yelling at everybody, calling them soft, and the name surrounding it, and the dishonest debate, I think, that comes from it. But that's 1A. But two, just in terms of the rule that should be changed, like, it's a fundamental part of football to me that the guy with the ball can't get an aid, can't get a boost, can't, like, run on somebody's back and get thrown. Yeah, now they can. That's fine now.
And they have been able to for a long time.
Right, and this is an exploit for that. And it should be fixed, and they're not doing it. I find it outrageous.
I mean, there's so many rules over that same time that have changed, and we don't still view it as, this is not how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like this one, obviously. Right. I don't mean you as much as, you know, I think a lot of people don't like this one. And so they're going, the other way is how it should be. And I get the anguish. I guess this isn't surprising that we'll be on different sides, because you were way more bothered by the tush push not being banned. One of my buddies texted me yesterday, who I work with at MLB Radio at Sirius XM. And he said he's like, I listened to you guys for a few minutes. You were such whiny babies. Now, he's an Eagles fan.
Right. Of course. That's what it is. And this is the dialogue.
And I was like, well, I don't know about that. He's like, oh, you guys think it's the biggest deal in the world. I'm like, well, number one, there's two of us. Danny thinks it's a huge deal. I mm-hmm. think it's a lot less of a deal. Number two, I'm probably more on Danny's side than your side, because it's a stupid loser play. But we part company a little bit on how big of a deal it was that it wasn't banned. The tush push affects me way less, bothers me way less than I think what is a really, really flawed postseason bracket right now. So if I could change one of these, I would use my sweeping change on the NFL to get the seeding altered. I think a single time moving forward where a 7-10 division champion is hosting probably like an 11-win wildcard team is absolutely unacceptable. One of those to me is a bigger deal than the dozens and dozens of tush pushes over the course of the year. And I'd like to have seen both altered,
mm-hmm.
but to me it's the seeding. And we've seen it go both ways for Washington. 2020, they benefited from the bad rule. This past year, they were on the wrong end of the bad rule. Where were they? Better record than Tampa. They had to travel to Raymond James to play an inferior team in terms of record because the Bucs had won a really, really bad NFC South. But I just think it feels amateur to me in the National Football League that you would risk having, and I know it's very unlikely, but like a 6-win team could host a 12-win team.
Because they won a tiebreaker, right?
You know, and eventually could very well happen. That should never. Can we all agree that that should never happen? And if that should never happen, then you're telling me this rule shouldn't be in place as it is. It's not that different than an 11-win team traveling to a 7-win team, which we've seen and will happen again, by the way. I hate it. I just think it's unserious.
Yeah, I don't like it either. And the biggest thing that I don't like about it is the reason that it doesn't pass is the potential for a team that's not that good to get one more home game, to get a playoff gate revenue and concessions and whatever else. And that's the argument for it. I'm aware that it's a business and it's a very good one. They do very well for themselves, talking about the NFL. Whenever I can keep the illusion that there's some integrity with the games and it's about the games and the sport and the excellence of these athletes who do things that no human being ever could up until this point, and you know, these coaches carrying around like nuclear briefcases of secrecy and plays and designs and all sorts of whatever. It's the game. Whatever. It's like, nah, man, we want one more gate revenue. It's a little bit about money this time. It just takes the illusion away. It kind of dims the star a little bit for me, where I'm reminded, oh yeah, that's right. It's a greedy businessman at the end of it. That's a bummer.
I'm surprised the tush push wasn't banned just because of the reporting, but mm-hmm. I never thought it was going to be banned until all that reporting told me it was going to this week. The reseeding to me, I don't really know how we're still here, but teams love the romanticism of the division championship home game. And I think it's going to be harder for them to relinquish that than anything else. The tush push will be banned faster and sooner for sure. Phones are open for you guys at 800-636-1067. Neither ended up happening, but if you could have changed one, what would you have chosen? 800-636-1067. I also wonder, how are the Eagles fans, Danny, going to continue to make this their identity more and more and more? So they immediately put out the 26-minute video yesterday as a team, that YouTube clip.
Yep.
Of 26 minutes of successful tush pushes. I don't think they did the one from the one-yard line where the Commanders forced a fumble and got a takeaway. I think it was Deron Payne punched the ball out from Jalen Hurts in Northwest Stadium. I don't think that made the 26-minute video. But I do think that they're going to find a way to like make this more and more a rallying cry for that organization at Lincoln Financial Field. Oh, I think you're going to see
this is their badge of honor.
A certain sound they play, or every time they do the tush push, they flash a picture of like the Matt LaFleur, or I don't know. Yeah,
they'll play Frankie Louvu's clip going, "Hey, it's a cheapo play." And then like the t-shirts and signs will be cheapo play. I mean, this is the biggest part of my annoyance about it. Cause you already said you're, and this is Danny speaking, your idiot Philly friend. Who's like, "You're so warm. You're so soft." That's the only discussion. That's not like a articulated the football merits discussion. It's a soft, if you don't like it, stop it. That's not how adults talk to each other, but it doesn't matter for them. And this is their badge of honor now, and they're so proud of it. That's my biggest annoyance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.